are you working on?
Can't talk. In the zone.
Do you know what he's doing?
Could be anything. Last time he was like this, he figured out electron transport and graphene. Time before that, he was making a list of who's allowed in his tree fort if he ever gets one. Still can't believe I didn't make the cut.
Sheldon, you want to take a break? Your food's ready.
Yeah, what are you doing? He's both happy and quiet. It's like seeing a unicorn and Bigfoot at the same time.
Sorry, we're so late. Bernadette got stuck at work.
Great news. A raccoon virus just crossed the species barrier and now can infect humans.
Why is that great news?
In the pharmaceutical business, we have a saying, mo infections, mo money.
Maybe you want to wash your little raccoon hands first.
Oh, calm down. If I had it, I'd be dead already.
Guys, listen up.
Can't listen. Zone. Also don't care.
Next week is the anniversary of my first date with Bernadette.
Really don't care.
I want to do something special, and I was hoping you guys could be a part of it.
Aw, what horrible thing are you trying to make up for?
Just putting something in the bank for what horrible thing I do next. Look, she's gonna be back any second, so here's the deal. I'm writing a song, and I was hoping we could all play it for her together.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Sheldon?
When do we get to the Cheesecake Factory?
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started.
Wait.
The Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall. We built the pyramids. Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang. Hey!
Sweet what Howard wants to do for Bernadette.
Yeah. Hey, how come you've never done anything romantic to celebrate our first date?
Oh, for starters, you've broken up with me so many times. Which first date are we talking about?
Oh, somebody call the burn ward. Hey, I'm back to the zone.
Besides, I do romantic things for you all the time. Can you even name one romantic thing you've done for me?
I can name tons.
Sex doesn't count.
Oh. Bed and breakfast.
Well, I took you there. All you did was...
I know what I did. I bet they had to throw out that rocking chair. Yeah, I can be romantic if I want to.
It's fine. And also not true.
Okay, just you wait and see. I'm gonna romance your freaking ass off.
That's beautiful. Is that Shakespeare?
Sheldon?
Zone.
He'll figure it out when he falls off the roof. Sheldon, I know you're in the zone, but do you want some tea? All right, I can't believe I'm gonna say this, but you haven't spoken in hours, and I'm starting to get worried. Please say something.
Leonard, prepare to be humbled and weep at the glory of my genius.
Nope, it was better before.
Look at it. I feel like my mind just made a baby. And it's beautiful. It's not like human babies, which are loud and covered in goop.
Holy crap, Sheldon. Did you just figure out a method for synthesizing a new, stable, super heavy element?
Yo, did I? Well, that can't be right. No one's ever done that before. Except me, because I just did it. Sheldon and his brain. Yeah, Sheldon and his brain. Yeah, Sheldon and his brain. Yeah.
So, I'm almost done writing the song for Bernadette. Are you cool playing the cello?
If by cool you mean willing to, yes. If by cool you mean cool, clearly you've never seen me play the cello.
Great. Will you play the ukulele?
Of course.
I'd be happy to shred it on my axe.
Or you could just play your tiny, ridiculous guitar.
Fine, I will melt her heart.
And her face!
Hey, gentlemen. No doubt you heard about my little breakthrough. Now, if your plan is to hoist me on your shoulders and carry me around the cafeteria, please refrain. I don't care for heights, motion sickness, or the thought of your necks touching my buttocks.
I'm Seriously, congratulations, Sheldon.
Yeah, I read your paper online. That technique for creating a new heavy element is inspired.
Oh, thank you. You believe it or not, I just learned a Chinese research team at the Hubei Institute for Nuclear Physics ran a test on a cyclotron, and the results were extremely promising.
Sheldon, that's incredible.
Yeah, I know. They called it the greatest thing since the Communist Party. Although I'm pretty sure that the Communist Party made them say that. I like China. See, they know how to keep people in line.
So what happens next?
Oh, more testing, more success, more fame. Yeah, but don't worry. I will remain the same down-to-earth, humble Joe I've always been.
Good to know. Yeah.
Now give me that cookie. I discovered an element.
Thank you so much for coming.
You called the right person. I believe I have the perfect romantic evening for you to give Leonard.
Okay, good, because I've been really struggling with this.
As I'm sure you're aware, the quickest way to a man's heart is through his...
pants, but Leonard says sex doesn't count.
You poor thing. You have one arrow in your quiver and you just can't use it. Fortunately, another pathway to a man's heart is through his stomach.
I don't know if I want to cook for him. He's kind of a picky eater. I mean, it's too salty, it's too dry, it's too burnt and frozen at the same time. I mean, what else would sweep you off your feet?
Well, I've always had this fantasy that involves dancing. The sexual chemistry between my partner and me is electric, but boy, oh boy, does my father not approve until he sees us in the big dance competition.
Okay, that's just the plot for Dirty Dancing. What else would you love other than being lifted over Patrick Swayze's head?
You could stand outside his window with a boombox in the air?
That's from Say Anything.
Look, I'm a lonely guy. I watch a lot of movies. Look, Penny, if you truly want to be romantic, it needs to come from you.
I get that, but why is this so hard?
Oh, you've probably never had to do this stuff because you're young and beautiful and men have always thrown themselves at you.
Yeah, I'm trying to be sad about that. I can't.
Let's see. What's next? Okay, here. This is the magic marker I was using when I made the discovery.
I don't think the Smithsonian's gonna want your marker.
And that's why you're not on the list for my tree fort. Guess who's getting an article written about him in Physics Today? I'll give you a hint. You measured the diameter of his suspicious mole yesterday.
Sheldon, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, well, you should be. My discovery is spreading like wildfire, unlike my mole, which is holding steady at the size of a navy bean.
What's next?
This is the very copy of the Handbook of Chemistry and Physics, in which I looked up the reaction rates of Mendelevium and...
And what?
No. No, 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 no.
What's wrong?
I've made a horrible mistake.
What are you talking about?
This table. It's in square centimeters. I read it as square meters. Do you know what that means?
That Americans can't handle the metric system?
Amy, I was off by a factor of 10,000.
But the Chinese team found the element.
Yeah, well, they shouldn't have. My calculations were wrong. There must be some resonance between the elements I didn't know about.
So you just got lucky?
Sheldon Cooper does not get lucky.
You and me both, brother. It doesn't matter. The element was found because of you, and that's groundbreaking.
Yeah, what matters is the greatest scientific achievement of my life is based on a blunder. Look, I'm not a genius. I'm a fraud.
You know, Sheldon, in neuroscience, we're forever finding something in one part of the brain that we thought was someplace else.
Oh, great. Now I'm worse than a fraud. Practically a biologist.
You gotta stop beating yourself up over this. I mean, you made a mistake, but it was a happy mistake.
There's nothing happy about it. I'm being given credit that I don't deserve.
Oh, people get things they don't deserve all the time. Look at me with you.
Now, Leonard, this is going to haunt me for the rest of my life. Every science classroom, every periodic table, every textbook.
Some mistake will be staring back at me. Like that time you let Cuthra Polly wax your eyebrows. I've got to find a way to stop this thing.
Buddy, I don't think you can.